We're here on the GrowMark Media Tour, and we are in Chapin, Iowa at the AgVantage FS grain facility here. And with me is Kevin Gray, who is Grain Marketing and Operations Manager for AgVantage FS. And first of all, Kevin, I'd like you to just tell me what is AgVantage FS?
Okay, yeah. AgVantage FS is a retail operating division of GrowMark Incorporated. We cover about 32 counties, five of them up in southeast Minnesota. We've got 27 counties that we do business in Iowa, east central, northeast Iowa, all the way up into north central part of the state where we're standing at today. AgVantage, we've got a little bit less than 100 locations throughout the company, of which about 40 of them are full-time locations that we operate, we man on a full-time basis. We've got around 14 grain elevators all the way from Lomore in the east central part of the state, clear in the west to Alexander. And we cover a pretty wide geography. We're not only in grain, but we're also in ag supply, fertilizer, crop protection chemicals, agri-finance, crop insurance, seed, as well as we're a pretty substantial energy company as well. LP, distillates, diesel fuel, as well as gasoline. So,
what's the history of the background of AgVantage?
AgVantage. We've brought multiple companies together through the years to form what we know as AgVantage today. For the original AgVantage, I think mid-90s is when we became AgVantage.
You talked about the core values of AgVantage. Tell me about that.
Okay, yeah. One of the things, you know, we try to stay in tune with our customers and their needs and what they need from us. We work on four core values. And the first one is to help our customers improve profitability. Second one is to help them reduce their risk, help them remain competitive in the marketplace, and then to make doing business with us easier and more comfortable. And so that's what we try to be about as we're interacting with our customers, and we try to provide value and try to give them, meet their needs in terms of what they need. And obviously what we're looking at is from a grain standpoint, yields are getting bigger. The farmer, you know, is continuing upgrade on equipment and wants to still be able to get the crop out of the field in a very timely basis. And so that means from our standpoint that we need to be in position to handle the farmer of the future.
Well, we talked a little bit with Barney about the drought impact here, specifically in Chapin, but overall with your other grain handling facilities, what'd you see?
Yeah, variability was definitely the key word this year. Over half of our facilities are what I would consider to be in garden spots this year. Some of our southeast locations, Mechanicsville, Iowa, Delmar, Iowa, they were in some areas that were not really hit too hard by the drought. They had some really timely rains, and so production is as good as maybe what we saw last year. Some of our other locations where the drought and the heat caused some production shortfalls, it did impact our business. But I'm very thankful at pretty much every location we were able to fill up this year. So very thankful. We were aggressive about trying to capture grain, as much grain as we could during harvest to get ourselves in that position.
Well, talk about the location of this facility and your other facilities, especially in relation to like ethanol plants and things like that.
Okay, yeah. Right here at Chapin, we're in Franklin County in north central Iowa. We've got an ethanol plant, 100 million gallon ethanol plant at Mason City, Golden Grain, which is 25 miles to the north of us. We've got another ethanol plant at Iowa Falls, which is a Flint Hills location, which we sell grain into. It's 25 miles to the south of us. We've also got Flint Hills at Shell Rock, Iowa, which is probably 28 to 30 miles on the east side of us. So we're right in the middle of the ethanol expansion that's taken place over the last 10 to 12 years. So, it gives us alternative markets to ship into with trucks. At the same point in time, we still ship out a tremendous amount of rail out of this part of the state, and so we have the best of both worlds. We're able to ship domestically into some of the energy markets, the ethanol markets, as well as put grain on trains and take them to the beyond destinations.
With the drought and with the higher prices, I know we've had seen some decrease in ethanol production. Has that impacted your sales to the plants around here?
Yeah, it has. Ethanol production is down a little bit. I know the margins at some of the ethanol plants have been under pressure, and I think that's forced some of the plants to reduce their grind in terms of how much they're grinding and turning into ethanol. So, I think maybe their demand is off a little bit compared to what we typically see. But at the same point in time, the plants, we've got some plants that are, in very good financial shape around this part of the state. We've got some of the other ones are owned by the oil companies, and they're obviously, have got some financial strength behind them as well. So I see it very positive going forward that they're going to continue their grind and continue to produce ethanol, even with the margins under pressure like what they are.
Well, that's part of business. But you talked about market access and where the grain that's shipped out of here goes to by rail.
Yeah, a lot of our trains that we ship out of Chapin go into the Southwest marketplace, what we call the I-Valley marketplace of Southern California, Arizona, Casa Grande, Arizona, Maricopa, Calipatria, California. And so that's probably one of the main locations that we ship into. We can also go east into the Clinton marketplace on the UP. Some of our trains work their way into Mexico when the Mexican market is calling, needs grain out of the U.S. We can ship grain on the UP here down to the Center Gulf, in New Orleans, and some of the elevators at the Center Gulf. We can go into the Texas Panhandle as well. And we hope that at some point in time with the new demand on the West Coast that we're able to access some of those markets as well.
Efficiency. You talked about the three S's and possible expansion plans for the future.
Yeah, it's important. As we talk about the grain business, we look at the three S's and we talk about speed, space, and scale. That you need to have speed to get the farmer in, get him dumped, and get him back out to the field. So that takes the speed side of it. Along with speed, you need space as well to be able to handle the ever-increasing sizes of the crops that are coming out of the production that we're pulling out of these fields. And we don't see that slowing down at all, especially with the kind of prices that we've seen here of recent. And so, we definitely here at Chapin, which is our core facility, we're looking down the road and seeing that we have the possibility to expand and to grow this business even more than what we are today. So,
well, that's all the specific questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just thank you guys for coming out today and including Chapin, Iowa as part of your tour. We really appreciate it.
So. Well, thanks for having us. We learned a lot here on the GrowMark Media Tour. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.